Okay. Good morning, Mahmood.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah. All right. So we just sort of gave a background for what we wanted to talk to you about. But what can you sort of tell us about, you know, the sort of big kind of developments that are happening in Turkey, especially around the arrest of all the MPs from the HDP?
Yes, sure. Look, I just want to say a few words about HDPs for maybe some of your listeners. They don't know really about HDP. HDP knows as a pro-Kurdish party or sometimes a Kurdish, just Kurdish party. But HDP not is only a Kurdish party or pro-Kurdish party. The HDP is members and HDP supporters comes from the labor movement and socialist movement and minorities of Turkey, or ethnic or religious minorities of Turkey. And HDP truly represents oppressed people of Turkey, not only Kurds, but Assyrians, Armenians, Alevis, and socialists. And in parliament, they have all their representations. And last June election, HDP able to got over 13% of vote and with 80 MP. But unfortunately, ruling AKP party, they panicked. They cancelled election. They called snap election. And they had election last November. And by the time, and they raid HDP offices, and many HDP members been arrested. HDP didn't have any opportunity to have even election rally because attacks to HDP rallies. But still HDP able to, in last year, November election, they able to get over 11% of vote with 59 MPs and became third largest party in Turkish parliament. But Turkish state, Turkish regime, AKP regime, was in panic because first time in Turkish history, the oppressed people able to be represented in Turkish parliament. And just want to give one example. It's never happened in Turkish history. And last year election, HDP, first time able to have openly gay candidate. This never happened to in Turkish history. And therefore, and they saw HDP as a big obstacle, especially for Tayyip Erdogan, who is the autocratic and dictator. And he and his regime saw HDP as a big obstacle to run country like a fascist state. And therefore, last week, they arrested 11 of HDP MPs, including their co-president, Selahattin Demirtas and Figen Yüksekdağ.
And they've issued arrest warrants for the remaining MPs out of that group of 59, haven't they?
Yes, of course. I think all of them now have arrest warrants, and just 2 days ago they arrested another MPs as well. If they can, they may arrest all MPs, and they even ignoring their judicial system as well, because first they have to go through some process, and last thing should be arresting anyone. There is an allegation against them. They didn't have even a defense, but allegation hasn't proved yet. But they're putting them in jail. I mean, this is hijacking. This is not a judicial process.
Hmm.
What have
political leaders from other countries had to say about this, if anything?
Look, in Europe and European Union, in Germany or Italy or even in USA, there's some criticism coming, but this doesn't make any sense at all. This is, I mean, they almost try to criticize Turkish state, Turkish regime. It's obvious this is a dictatorship in Turkey, a country run by one person, which is Tayyip Erdogan. Whatever he says, it become almost law, or whatever he says, the rest of the country has to do it or has to obey. And what doesn't make much sense. I mean, they criticize, but no action. And people of Turkey or Kurdistan or oppressed people, we are need some action, not the words. Unfortunately, because of West and Erdogan he's able to run country in like a dictatorship. If they take some action against Erdogan, things would be different. But I don't think so. West have much interest. They seems interest. They have interest with his presidency. They don't have any interest if real people of Turkey have power or. Unfortunately, their politics is very bad politics, including Australian government as well. We haven't heard anything from Australian government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the question I have is in response to the arrest of the HDP MPs, has there been any sort of, you know, response, like, for example, mobilizations and protests?
Look, especially Europe, since last Thursday night, almost every day and... streets of Europe, cities wherever Kurds and Turkish left live, there's a big protest. In last weekend in Paris, I think about 30,000 people. In Berlin or in Köln, about 20,000 people. And big numbers of people turning up all over Europe. Even in Australia, we had Melbourne, we had 3 protests. In Sydney, we had protests. From Japan to Canada, wherever Kurds and Turkish leftists and Democrats are, protests are still going on. In Turkey or in Kurdistan also there is protest, but in Kurdistan, for example, 2 days ago there was a protest in one of the Kurdish town called Edremit. And as soon as people come out and police gunshot and 2 young people wounded, they open guns, they fire on people. And even government officials says if people come out, they fire on people and they arrest people. And there is a big pressure on people to, if they come out and protest. Still there's a protest. But when people come out in Turkey, they put their life definitely in danger. But all over Europe and Kurdish diaspora and protests goes on.
Mahmoud, one of the things that I've... That keeps coming up when I've been at discussions about Turkish politics is that the Erdogan regime tries to project this power, but there's a lot of discontent within Turkey, and if there is a change in who controls the country and Erdogan is pushed out of the presidency, he's likely to be arrested on all sorts of corruption charges and end up in jail. So can you see some pathway where Erdogan can be pushed out of power? Like, it seems like despite his brutality, there's some fragility there as well.
He may. I mean, he's really corrupt. All his family, his sons and the millionaires, unfortunately, they all corrupt. Not only his sons or his daughters, and the other prime minister sons and many ministers, they all corrupt. But look, it's hard. It's hard. I don't see any alternative unless the people who really believe democracy to come power. Otherwise, I don't think so. He'll be charged, because currently, even he allied with his old enemies, Kemalists, secular Kemalists. The main reason Erdogan says I am the only one who can oppress Kurds, who can finish Kurdish liberation movement. There is a big army operation also going on in North Kurdistan. Big clashes between Turkish state armies and PKK, not only in North Kurdistan, in Rojava, in Syria. Even Turkish army want to enter in Iraq. Main reason, and Erdogan now, he says he is the only one. He can finish this Kurdish movement once forever. And therefore, in Turkey, now most of the... not most of the, but almost all of the right-wing groups like National Action Party or Nationalist or Kemalist, they all come behind Erdogan. Otherwise, they know how corrupt he is, how dictator he is, but the main reason, and they also believe Erdogan is he got enough power to the Finnish Kurdish Liberation Movement. Therefore, I don't think so. He's got, if any of them in which is in Turkey, secular Kemalists, they're very strong. But even if they come in power, I don't think so they're going to charge him. Only people who can charge him, people who like a HDP if come in power, or people who really believe democracy or human rights. But unfortunately, they are not that much as strong. And also, the West and USA, I don't think so, or they really interest in charging Erdogan. Even he's commit war crimes. He's commit very many war crimes. And last year, when they destroyed Kurdish towns such as Cizre, Şırnak, Nusaybin, when they displaced over 500,000 people, and they also killed many civilians, and this all proved, and they burned life to about 300 people in Cizre. This is war crime, but unfortunately, no any international, human rights organization or lawsuit, they start any action against him.
Hmm. All right. I guess we're going running a bit low on time now. Do you have any sort of concluding thoughts, Mahmoud, before we move on?
So, this Thursday, Australian for Kurdistan, they have a public forum at 6:30, and about Renas Lenikan case. Renas Lenikan been arrested. Is he now free? He's Australian Kurdish journalist. This is as a result of Turkish policies, a result of Turkish policies oppressing Kurds, and unfortunately the West cooperating with Turks. Therefore, I think it's important if people come to this public forum and to say what his lawyer is going to say or to support this. I mean, we should, wherever people oppress, I think it's all connected to each other. It's not only on the Kurds or like Aboriginal people oppressed here, or Kurds oppressed in Kurdistan, or Native people of Canada is oppressed in Canada or America. I mean, if you won't come together, unfortunately, and this will go on. Therefore, it's important to support each other and not to say, "Oh, this is happening in Middle East, or this is happening in Latin America, or India. I am far from there. It's not related to our struggle." This wouldn't be true. All struggles relate to each other. Therefore, the only way to be free, we should work together. Otherwise, what's happening like in America, if you want, oppressed people won't come together, and people like Trump, they will come in power and using this situation, using crisis of capitalism or globalism. Unfortunately, we should be people who are getting this opportunity to bring people together, but unfortunately, it's going the other way.
Hi, very well said, yeah. Mahmoud.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for speaking with us once again, Mahmoud. And it's always...
Thanks giving me for this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Always good to get an update from you, comrade.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Have a nice day. Bye.